Yo, welcome back to the feed. Today we are deep diving into some absolute galaxy brain stuff. We are talking about gabbleteration.
No cap, this is literally the glow up for model alignment. You remember how everyone was hyped about obliteration? Like, just deleting the part of the AI that says no to everything.
Yeah, but that was kind of mid because it basically lobotomized the model. You would remove the refusal, but then the model would start tweaking on basic math or coding. It was a total skill issue.
Exactly. It was too blunt. But the researcher Gürkdeniz Gülmez just dropped this paper on gabbleteration, and it is a whole different vibe. Instead of just looking for one single direction where the model says no, they are using multi-directional neural weight modification.
Wait, so instead of just one line, they are looking at the whole subspace. That sounds like main character energy for AI research.
Facts. They use singular value decomposition, or SVD, to find all the different ways a model might refuse. It is like instead of just blocking one door, you are mapping out the entire hallway where the refusal vibes live. It is grounded in this idea of neural sewer position, where features are basically stacked on top of each other in the model's brain.
And they are not just smashing the weights with a hammer, right? Because that is how you get a model that is totally cooked.
Nah, they are being surgical. They use this thing called a ridge regularized projection matrix. It keeps things stable so the model does not go off the rails. It is all about that numerical stability. Plus, they have this dynamic layer selection. They literally scout the model to find which layers are actually being the most gatekeepy and only modify those.
That is high-key genius. It is like only fixing the part of the code that is actually bugged instead of deleting the whole folder. What about the scaling, though? Is it just full send?
Definitely not full send. They use adaptive scaling. They peak the modification in the middle layers where the actual reasoning happens and taper it off at the start and end. This keeps the model's general knowledge from being ratioed while still hitting the target behavior.
So the model stays cracked at tasks, but loses that annoying "I am sorry, but I cannot assist with that" energy.
That is the goal. The benchmarks on Hugging Face for the gabbleterated models are showing statistically significant improvements. It is basically the difference between a messy jailbreak and a clean surgical alignment. It is a total level up for anyone trying to customize how their AI behaves without making it dumb.
We are really out here living in the future of AI brain surgery. If you want to check it out, the whole series is live on Hugging Face right now. Yo, so we have all been there, right? You are trying to get your AI to do something slightly spicy or just outside the box, and it hits you with that whole "I am sorry, but as an AI language model, I cannot assist" garbage. It is honestly such a mood killer.
FRFR, it is like the model has this internal narc just waiting to shut you down. But that is exactly why this new gabbleteration paper by Gürkdeniz Gülmez is literally the main character right now. It is basically a way to perform surgical brain surgery on these models to delete that refusal energy without making the model totally cooked.
Gabbleteration is such a hard name, though. Is it just a reskin of the old obliteration stuff we saw last year? Or are we actually leveling up here?
Oh, it is a total level up. No cap, the old methods were kind of mid because they would just find one direction and blast it, which sometimes made the model lose its aura and start acting glitchy. Gabbleteration uses this multi-directional extraction with SVD to find the exact subspace where the refusal lives. It is way more precise.
Wait, so it is not just hitting the delete key on the whole layer. It is finding the specific vibes that lead to a refusal.
Exactly. Phase one is dynamic layer selection. It scans the model to find which layers are actually doing the most for the refusal process. It looks for where the hidden states for harmful and harmless prompts are the most separated. Then it uses ridge regularized projection to basically mask out those refusal directions.
I saw something in the paper about adaptive scaling, too. Is that just fancy talk for turning the volume up and down?
Kind of, but it is smarter. The math shows that the middle layers of the model are usually where the refusal logic is the strongest, so the algorithm hits the middle layers with max strength and tapers off near the start and end of the model to keep the input and output stable. It is like keeping the foundation and the roof solid while you gut the middle floor.
That is actually high-key genius, Because if you mess with the final layers, the model probably starts yapping nonsense, right?
Exactly. If you over-modify the boundary layers, the model loses its ability to even speak English gabblitteration, keeps the KL divergence low, which is just a nerdy way of saying the model still sounds like itself. It just stopped being a buzzkill.
And the benchmarks are actually showing this works across the board, like even for the big boys like Llama 3 and QN.
Yeah, the stats are cracked. They tested it on everything from tiny 0.6 billion parameter models up to the 32 billion ones. The Josie F.I.D. gabblitterated series on Hugging Face is showing massive drops in refusal rates while keeping the benchmark scores basically the same. It is the clean surgical alignment we have been waiting for.
We are really out here living in the future of AI brain surgery. If you want to check it out, the whole series is live on Hugging Face right now, under the Gokdeniz Gelmez profile.
Definitely worth a look if you want a model that stays cracked at tasks, but loses the annoying lecture. Catch you guys in the next one.